all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm, and you can reach it at 800-693-4800. We're pleased today to have as our guest Dustin Shryock, who is the Director of Community Engagement and Partnerships with the Headstrong Project. Dustin, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thanks, Jim. How you doing?
We're doing great today. We're really pretty excited to explain to folks what the Headstrong Project is. I bumped into it while talking to another guest and on Veterans Radio, and I thought, you know what, our listeners need to hear more about the Headstrong Project. So give us a little history.
Yeah, you got it. So I'll just start at the beginning. It's just much easier that way. So our founder, Zach Iskel, was a combat Marine with 3-1. He was in the Second Battle of Fallujah in Iraq, and he was a part of one of the harder hit battalions in Baghdad, in Iraq. And, he came home and started up with life, and he wears many hats and was starting a company and was doing some seed round introductions and financing. And I was having a conversation with two incredibly successful guys well on their way to becoming billionaires. And, you know, as things go with being a veteran, the conversation did migrate to Zach's military service. And he was recanting a story about, the fact that he had just talked to his former commander, and that gentleman was pretty distraught with some info that he had received about how that battalion was on pace to lose more of their Marines to suicide than they had lost in combat. So that was startling news to Zach. And as he was telling that story, one of the gentlemen stopped him and said, if he could have the best, most immediate and expert mental health care available to him, why couldn't a veteran? Like, what was the holdup? And Zach didn't know what the holdup was, and that started him down a new path, and that path was Headstrong. So he ended up reaching out to a family friend, Dr. Ann Beter, a world-renowned addiction psychiatrist, and with the help of her expertise and a gentleman named Gerard Elaria, a 30-year-plus licensed clinical social worker, they started Headstrong, and they started to address that exact question. How does one provide world-class, confidential, frictionless, individually tailored, cost-free, on and on and on, mental health care for someone that needs it, someone that really truly is suffering from, quote-unquote, the hidden wounds of war, or just generally.
And this, Dustin, backing up, because you didn't give us the date, this started back in about 2012.
Yeah. Right.
So over the 4 years, how has this idea, which is a great idea, it's right, it's easy to come up with great ideas, but tell our listeners, how does it turn into action? That's what we veterans want to hear about, is the action. How does it turn into action?
You got it. So you put energy behind something, and if you provide quality care and you do it effectively and immediately, this is the kind of thing that catches on, and people realize that, A, they're getting better, and B, it works. Back in 2012, this idea started. How do we initiate this thing? So they just initiated it. They had a wonderful woman, Evelyn Polkari, come on board and as their director of development, just kind of start them on the right path. So it was a New York City-based initiative only. It was only focused at the time on post-9/11 combat veterans. And no one knew if this would work. And really the differentiator between what we do and many other programs, because we're not the only one that does this. We use something called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Basically, the idea is that it has the ability to process trauma through the body, right? You're addressing the fight or flight mentality, and you're going through and you know, as opposed to something like prolonged exposure or many other modalities, we found that equally as successful was something called EMDR, and that's kind of the idea of how we got started. Just make it frictionless, make it individualized, and make it accessible. So again, this was a New York City-based thing only. No one really knew if this was a thing that you know, the market wanted. Was it going to work? There was a lot of factors. Could it be sustained financially? So turns out that yes to all three of those things. It was in high demand. The financial model was quite simple. It's cost-free to the client. We raise all funds philanthropically. We haven't taken any federal or state dollar. And it's truly confidential in the fact that we're not interested in discharge status, nor are we interested in someone's insurance. We just won't take either.
So let me make sure that our veteran radio listeners get a little better handle on the acronym and the type of treatment that's being provided to those with mental health issues. I think it's primarily post-traumatic stress. So go back and explain that acronym and modality to us.
Yeah, you got it. So I suggest, you know, I am not a clinician, so I'll just go ahead and start with that. EMDR, it's a something that any listener, I'd love for you to go check it out. The VA, by the way, is starting to use this now. They've decided that it is effective. Would it help if I went through, I guess, just like the bottom line what EMDR is, or
sure,
kind of the holistic approach to what
we do? No, go right ahead. Go right, sort of explain it in English for our veteran radio listeners.
You got it. Yeah. So really, just to reiterate, it's evidence-based practice. It stands for eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing. Really the idea, it's memory processing, and it is the cornerstone of our program. We believe that trauma does live in the body, not only the mind, but the body. And EMDR is a really effective tool for processing traumatic memories. And this is it's a piece of equipment, and it can also be done physically. It could be done visually as well. So let's pretend, you have your left and right hand, or maybe just a hand, whatever you've got there. It could also be done on the leg. So you can put paddles in your hand, and as you're going through a traumatic memory, there's low vibrating going on in left, right sequence at varying intensities and pauses. And what it's allowing the body to do is focus that trauma back onto something else and process it. So instead of it living in our body, it's now being able to be processed back out of the body. So it's not necessarily, certainly not erasing memories. It's not numbing the mind to a traumatic event and making it, just a thing that is so numbed out. What it's doing is allowing, the body to have a physical reaction and take the steps to process it. So it takes you out of the fight or flight, it takes it out of that deep memory bank, and kind of allows you to just file things away and not really harp on them and stay stuck on something. It can be done with, triggering events. You can process through that trigger.
It's an interesting method, and I wanted you to explain it a little bit so that if we're listeners have either veterans themselves or family members, and they can evaluate, hey, maybe that's something we haven't heard of or haven't tried.
Sure.
Because while it may be something that you can find a bunch of clinicians in New York City to do, talk to us about the geographic spread for the Headstrong Project and this program.
Sure. So I'll also do the scope also. So the scope of the project really is post 9/11 military veterans. That includes people that have suffered through sexual trauma in the military. New things coming out is, people that operated drones that didn't necessarily land at Baghdad or Afghanistan or Africa. Still pretty traumatic. So anyway, post 9/11 military veterans. our areas of focus currently are the New York City metro area, the Washington, D.C. metro area, so Southern Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C., Southern California, so L.A., San Diego, Riverside areas, Houston, and Chicago. And we are going to be opening pretty soon in Denver and Colorado Springs. And then we'll be aiming our focus to the Pacific Northwest, and then the areas of North Carolina, Southern Virginia. And then as a pilot right now, we have a grant from the New York State Health Foundation to scale to the entire state of New York. And what that will do is create a good roadmap on being able to scale other entire states, which would include telemental health and some alternative methods for therapy if someone's geographically remote.
Well, I think one of the things you've mentioned, I just want to maybe elaborate a little bit on, is that this is for the post 9/11 vets.
Currently, yeah.
But it's really for those who are having mental health trauma for any variety of reasons. They don't have to have been in combat. It could be military sexual trauma. You mentioned drone pilots, so does it also extend not only to active duty veterans, but those who served actively through a guard or reserve component?
Absolutely, yeah. At this point, it's, you know, you put on a pair of military boots post 9/11, we're here for you.
That's great. I think sometimes we get ourselves caught up on what color uniform you were wearing.
Completely, absolutely.
So talk to us a little bit, Dustin, and we're talking to Dustin Chirac, who's the Director of Community Engagement and Partnerships for the Headstrong Project. Dustin, tell us a little bit about, are there results, are there measurable results? I know the folks behind this originally were kind of, very successful people who probably run their business life based on measurable results. I assume that they wanted the same from this effort.
Yeah, that's completely true. Clinically, so here's the breakdown of what's happening, 501c3 portion and our partnership with Weill Cornell Medicine. So I'm on the Headstrong side. I have a partnership with Weill Cornell Medical. They do all of the clinical oversight. So with that comes a highly regarded institution that is actually measuring absolutely everything. Everything's HIPAA compliant. Everything is through secure portals confidentially through Cornell. So Dustin from Headstrong doesn't necessarily know who my clients are on the Headstrong side. So the care that I'm providing is confidential that way. But we measure everything, from, I guess you name it, better sleep, hypervigilance, I guess someone's mood or relationship. Certainly suicidal ideation is measured. Elimination or reduction of medication, and that streams into less use of drugs or alcohol. We tend to focus around post-traumatic stress. We take a lot of measurement out of DSM-5, so it's very clinical. It's also very life related, because we do want to know these things. A lot of it is measured by the clinician, and we have a lot of oversight. So as the client is seeking care, that clinician is measuring as they go, and we do pull the client and the clinician several times throughout the therapy life cycle, just to make sure that things are effective or are working. We create cohorts, and I guess in a second I should explain how we set ourselves up geographically, but everything is done I guess case comps every month. So every city that we're in, our clinicians are required in order to get paid their market hourly rate, which we do pay. They do have to submit notes. So we are having complete oversight of client care on the Cornell side.
And in that regards, this is not a volunteer effort on their part. They're getting
right.
paid their hourly wage, if you will. And the Headstrong Project then is paying them from philanthropic dollars that it receives, I take it.
Absolutely correct. So in each city, our main focus is really finding the best and brightest clinicians and psychiatrists in that city. And we target them first as setting up a partnership to do this with us, to get their community better. So since I'm in D.C. and Chicago, Houston, what I want that to feel like is Headstrong Chicago or Headstrong Houston, because those towns are very different from each other. So it would be ill-advised for me to, you know, have a national stance when I come into a city and say, here's how you're going to do this. Rather, we leave it up to the clinicians because they know the city, they know their town, they understand the clients, you know, the veterans or spouses or significant others that are in that city. So they understand the flavor of the city, and we want that to come through in the treatment as well. So we do pay market rate, and we require that our clinicians have more than 10 years of trauma-based experience and are military competent.
Ah, there's two important things. I wanted to come back to this, but again, you're making sure that these providers are credentialed and competent and understand military trauma issues. So I'm just not getting some guy who maybe is volunteering because he feels he should.
Right.
You're really getting the community in which you're have a Headstrong project.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that is why you know, people are starting to talk about us a little bit. And as we grow, we've more or less done it very quietly. So from 2012 to 15, we were just in New York City. Because again, we weren't trying to scale just to scale. We had no interest in, you know, growing a nonprofit just to grow it. Historically, I mean, you and I both know that, you know, nonprofits were created to solve a problem and then get back out of the space. It's an answer to a free market system. So what we quickly realized is that, yes, people were demanding this in other parts of the country. So we've gone very methodically in our approach. And the first city was San Diego, simply because of the scale and the demand that was actually coming out of San Diego for a service like Headstrong. But we've taken, you know, immense steps to make sure that not only are we getting the best clinicians, we're having, you know, the proper oversight and the proper metrics are being met. And philanthropically, we didn't want to start something that would just fold. We had no interest in that either. But it turns out it's in high demand philanthropically too, to prop up organizations like ours. That is happening more and more now.
Well, and again, when you have a program where your providers are some of the best in the community, that makes it easier to attract, I think, folks to help out. And certainly the measurable results which you have from your clinical approach on the information I've gotten from you are really impressive. So I'm sure that drives – it makes the whole drive for engagement and partnerships a little bit easier when you can – point to those kind of results.
Yeah, it's, you know, quite simple. Yeah.
I wanted to also mention to our listeners that Dustin here is himself a veteran,
right,
of the United States Army with two deployments in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, where you were awarded the Bronze Star. You spent 3 years conducting operations in and around Baghdad, Iraq. So you come to this with a better understanding than most, I would think, and that's got to make you feel that you know, you're accomplishing some real good for your fellow soldiers.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it would be helpful for everyone listening to understand something else real quick. I went through Headstrong as a client prior to ever thinking I would work here. My story very quickly: dropped out of college to join the military, went off to Baghdad a few times, and then ended up kind of lost in the sauce, as one does happen to experience when they get out. Came from a great family. You know, my father was a Vietnam veteran. I really had no idea what to do next. So, hey, I went back to school. That was the easy answer. And, you know, got into finance. Everything was going really well. I was at a hedge fund for a while, just in New York City, kind of living the life. But then experienced a bit more of, you know, just normal life trauma. And what happened was everything from Baghdad came flooding in, and there was just no stopping it. So everything I had said that I would just ignore until I was 80, if I made it that long, it said, no, we're gonna do it when you're 31 instead. And I said, oh, boy, here we go. You know, I've got to get help. And it was actually another veteran, a dear friend of mine, in the program already that said, hey, I can see in you what I saw in myself. Why don't you come to Headstrong? And I did. And it turns out one of our main sources of referrals are clients, getting their friends into Headstrong. So other veterans getting other veterans in, which is, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Well, that's how you know it's really working. When somebody says, hey, I've gone through it, it helped me. I think you may not see that you need the help at the moment, but I think you do. Let's, before we run too much out of time here, let's talk a little bit about what this costs and how long the treatment sessions are, so that folks have some idea of that, because I then want to talk about how people can maybe help the Headstrong Project by not only referring people over, but maybe contributing as well. So let's start with, what are the cost implications? It's free to the veteran, but somebody's paying.
Yeah, so again, it's raised philanthropic. What we found that it's just under $5,000 will put someone through treatment for just around 6 to 8 months. And it just so happens that our average client is using our services for 6 to 8 months before they're reporting that they're asymptomatic, that they've accomplish what they were here to accomplish and more. So that's pretty cheap in comparison to just about everything else. We are also unlimited, meaning we're never going to put a cap on sessions. And we believe that that's the right thing to do, because it might take someone 12 or 15 sessions of therapy each week, you know, once a week to finally get to the thing that is eating them up inside. So we're never going to put a cap on treatment. You know, we've got people that are, that have experienced, you know, very deep trauma and had been with us for a year or more. But again, the average client is 6 to 8 months. It's no cost to that person or their family member. And it does cost us about $5,000 to put them through the program. When I open a new city, I generally need to have secured about $250,000. And what that does is allow me to never have to close that city. Get about 50 to 60 people in treatment. And that's also our market average, really. Although New York's kind of going wild right now, we're about to hit 100 people, the most we've ever had in New York City. But yeah, those are the numbers generally.
And Dustin, where, if people want to learn more about the Headstrong Project or financially participate in the mission, how do they go about
doing that? You can jump on our website at getheadstrong.org, getheadstrong.org. Otherwise, I'm happy to give my email out on your show here, dustin@getheadstrong.org. You know, you can ping me with any questions you have. The site's pretty decent. I've spent a little bit of time getting that website in a better spot. There's, you know, there's areas to donate there. I think the more important thing is, if you know someone that's in need, maybe have to talk with them and say, hey, it'd be really cool if you at least thought about it. Thought about getting help. You know, send them to the site, have the chat, show them the radio show, whatever it might be. I think there's a lot of people that are just not getting help, and maybe they should.
Well, and sometimes it takes a nudge. Maybe it's a fellow veteran, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, and hopefully by listening to Veterans Radio and hearing about this project, the Headstrong Project, you can give them a nudge. You've got a very impressive board and directors. We don't have time to go through them, but anybody who goes to the website will look at them and realize that they're very committed folks, both medical members as well as business members. So, again, I want to recommend the Headstrong Project. to our listeners, go to getheadstrong.org. So we want to encourage people to do that. I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to podcasts and internet radio shows at veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.